When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and today I'll be looking at how to pick a captain in Fantasy Premier League. Picking a captain is crucial to success. Goes without saying, really. You get double points for your captain. You can make significant gains. Get it wrong and you will fall behind your rivals. Some seasons, a player emerges that makes life easier for you, me and everyone who plays the game. Haaland at Man City in the 2022-23 season is a great case in point. Or Mohamed Salah at Liverpool has been a very reliable captaincy pick. Not just in 2022-23, but way before that again. We've got several seasons of enjoying his captaincy returns. Harry Kane as well at Tottenham Hotspur has been amazing as a captain. Very reliable. Can get braces, hat-tricks, but also just as reliable ticking over, just getting a goal and a crucially bonus for those. And back in the day, I've been playing for about 14 seasons. So Suarez at Liverpool has been another hugely reliable captaincy pick. So what you want from your captain is goals, assists, bonus, the lot. What you want is points, and you don't just want a goal scorer. You want a goal scorer who can assist. You want an assister who can score. You want them to get bonus. You don't want them to keep getting tackled all the time and miss out on those bonus points. Mohamed Salah has been guilty of that at times. Maybe he scored a goal or two and not got the bonus sometimes. That has changed around in recent months that I've been playing the game anyway. But more points, the better. That's the crucial piece of advice there. And during double game weeks as well, the rewards can be huge. Scores edging above the 90 mark for those that captains the likes of, say, De Bruyne or Kane. The teams play twice, so double points. Lots to consider. So what I'll do is I'll spend a bit of time looking at how I pick a captaincy. And I take that from been involved with Fantasy Football Scout for well over 10 years, and a lot of that time been doing a captaincy video with Tom Freeman, currently the deputy editor at Fantasy Football Scout, but many others before. And what we do is sort of I'll run through the sort of tried and tested way we come to our captaincy decisions, and that hopefully comes out with the best captain each week. That's the theory anyway. So we can give the best captain on paper, but there can be strong gains in rotating the armband as well. So you can perma captain a player, takes that decision away. It could be a case in point with Haaland, but there can be gains in rotating the armband. So 2022-23, the winner Ali did just that. He only captained Haaland 19 times, 38 weeks in season, did it 19 times. The rest of the time, he looked at fixtures, he looked at form, he took into account double game weeks, he took into account the potential for rotation for Man City assets around cup ties, and looked for the armband elsewhere. So, I mean, looking at his captaincy returns. So, for example, game week one in 2022-23, Captain Salah, 12 points. Thank you very much. Captain Kane, 10 points. Haaland only got 6 that week. And these haven't been doubled, by the way. Rashford did very well, got 20 points in game week 22. The huge returns there. if you captained them as well. And Wilson was another good captaincy shout from him in game week 36. So he didn't always go for Haaland. It shows that there's definite gains to be made by moving away from who you think might be the best pick, and then to delve a little bit more into the fixtures and delve a little bit more into the form, maybe home and away, and think, well, you know, is there a better option? And there can be. So, let's delve in. But before we do that, I'm going to a couple of reminders. Please do subscribe to this channel if you're not already doing it. We chock-a-block full of content throughout the season, pre-season as well, every season, looking at a whole bunch of issues around promoted teams, looking at team reveals, captaincy decisions, regular videos like the Scout Cast, Goals Imminent, which I'm involved in as well, and there's many, many more videos. And of course, team news. That's a really crucial piece on Friday to find out whether your captain's going to play or not. So do that. And also do consider membership for Fantasy Football Scout. Always offers on, always a nice array of gadgets and tools to look at to help you pick your best captain, pick your team and make your transfer decisions as well. And what I'll do is I'll look at some of those tools as I go through how I usually try and pick a captain. And this is not just how I pick a captain, it's how I would advise people to pick a captain when we do the videos. This is the sort of method we use, but everyone's got their own method and there's no right or wrong way. This is just simply the way I do it with a bit of experience. Tiny bit about me before we really delve into this is that I've been playing the game for around 14 years. I've had 8 top 10k finishes, five or six of those, I can't remember now, in the top 5k, and I have finished in the top 1k once. So I've got experience of having strong finishes, but as you can see, I'm not in a palace. I'm not sure that you win a palace when you win FPL, but if you did, I've never won the game. So I've got the captain's decision right sometimes, but not every time. And I haven't done it as well as Ali did in 2022-23, where he moved away from Haaland a bit more regularly than I probably did. And it helped him as well. So let's have a look at what we first look at. So when I first come to make a captaincy decision, I have a look at the fixtures. And so I'll put up the fixtures for the first 8 game weeks of the 23-24 season, just as a sort of a snapshot really of what I'm looking at here. So you can see it's color coded as well, so you know this is obviously subjective as well, whether you want to consider blue, a dark blue is easy, red and very dark red is very hard. So you want to avoid for your captaincy decisions a red one, so they're usually against a top team and away. That's often the case. A good fixture at home is a good side against a poor side or a promoted side, for example, a so-called minnow, and you're at home. So these are the ones I'm looking for. So immediately, let's have a look at game week one. Immediately, who are the best captains? Well, we'll come to Haaland in a second, because sometimes it's good to pick a player that's going to do well. But he is in blue there. He's away to Burnley. So he's away. That's a little notch against him. But it is Erling Haaland against a promoted side in Burnley. So that's quite a good fixture. I would also look at... looking at these fixtures immediately, as I'm, you know, yet to get into the sort of detail of picking the captain, I would look at Arsenal as well. So someone like Saka is on penalties, got Nottingham Forest at this stage. Last season were very poor on the road. Rashford at Manchester United, got Wolves at home, another good fixture. A Brighton asset, if we have back faith in them, they're actually a good captaincy shout against another promoted side in Luton, who haven't been in the top flight for a number of years and were actually around 10 years ago in non-league. So there could be some returns there. You move on, this goes on, but you know, I'll do a couple more of these. Just to show you. So game week two, would you captain Haaland? Well, this is where suddenly a debate comes in. And this is where someone like Ali last season, who won FPL, would think, well, maybe I won't captain Haaland. So you look at Manchester City's fixture, and that's actually quite tough. They've actually got a tough game against Newcastle, Champions League side, improving last season. So we, on paper, that's a tougher game for them. They're in a sort of pink, sort of light red. So it's not a great fixture. You can still captain Haaland at home, but it's not a great fixture. But then you look at game, you look further down game week two, who has got the blue? Well, Nottingham Forest. Are you going to captain a Nottingham Forest player? They might not be on your radar. Mohamed Salah at Liverpool is on our radar at home to Bournemouth. You get the gist here. So Salah would be a better option on paper for the armband. And then you move to game week three. Well, it could be back to Man City, away to Sheffield United. Could be Rashford at home to Nottingham Forest. Could be a Chelsea asset. So say at this stage of the season, maybe one of their Chelsea assets is emerging. Could be against Luton. Once again, against Nottingham Forest in game week four. So you can see the gist, really. I'm already looking at the fixture and I've already got some players in mind. I've usually got the obvious pick, as in the form player or who you think is going to be the form player. In this case, it'd probably be Haaland. Let's assume he's going to continue his amazing form from 2020-23. But at the same time, you've got these different fixtures. You've got a reliable picks, you know, for sake of argument, Mohamed Salah, at home to Bournemouth. So that could be an opportunity to make gains there. I do think that you really need to look at the fixtures rather than just say, oh, I'm going to captain Haaland every week, because there will be opportunities to make gains. And as Ali showed, a number of his picks did better. And that's where he got the edge. And that is where he got the edge over other managers. And that's why he won it. But you have to go in a bit detail. So you look at those colour coding there and you think, well, you know, this can change over time. So, you know, sometimes, right, at the moment, this is being recorded just ahead in pre-season, ahead of the 23-24 season. From last season's evidence, Nottingham Forest were terrible. From last season's evidence, Everton were terrible in terms of defence. Nottingham Forest were terrible, particularly away from home. And there were other teams like, for example, Leeds last season, who were a team. So a team to target. So these are the teams to target. So you're looking at a very poor team, and that can evolve over time. So, you know, sometimes, well, I mean, so for example, a team like Crystal Palace were losing, but they had about poor fixtures. But then when their fixture run changed, they had a new manager as well, Roy Hodgson, we thought was going to be more defensive, but ended up being more attacking. So times change for teams, and we're in a state of flux going into the 23-24 season with teams like Arsenal, with new midfielders there, Chelsea, they're going through a bit of a transition, offloading some players, Manchester United as well, another transition team. And of course, Liverpool, they've got new midfielders. So there's a lot of change there. So these, what I think are going to be easy fixtures with good games for them, might not be. Sheffield United defence could be amazing. Who knows? We've had that before with promoted sides, that particularly at home, sometimes they can keep clean sheets, or they can keep teams like Man City down to 1-0, for example. So you can captain Haaland for a goal, but you could look elsewhere. So looking at detail, and this is something we do on our videos for captaincy, is looking at the details of exactly who is poor. So one thing I have is I look at it, the worst defences. So I've done this for the whole of the 22-23 season, just to see who was really poor for that season. But I usually do this every 4 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks is quite good for defences. So that picks up a combination of home games, away games. It also picks up a combination of you know, tough games, games against minnows, and so it gives you quite a nice spread, and it gives their latest form as well. So sometimes the full season can mask that, but the season's gone by now, so this is accurate. And I've sorted this by expected goals conceded, and that's the measure that I like to use. Now this is available for Fantasy Football Scout members, and it's a case of you can just click on a button in the members area for these tables. Click on expected goals conceded, sort by teams, click on the button. There you go. You can make your own tables to do this. So this is a table I have made, and I've made it, you know, put a different color scheme in so that you can see it a bit more clearly on this video. But so what this shows is that last season, if you had a player like Haaland or Salah and they're playing Leeds at home, captain them. They're going to be the best captain. Same with Everton. Everton, terrible defence. The expected goals conceded was 67. They're expected to concede 67 goals, both of them, over the course of the season. And Leeds were, in fact, much worse than that. So you really got your money's worth if you captained a player at home against Leeds. Goals conceded 78, only 5 clean sheets. So if you have picked a good, reliable goal scorer for a premium side, you know, top side against Leeds or Everton, but specifically Leeds, you would think you would get returns. You're just narrowing those odds, you know. And it goes on. Fulham are expected to concede 65, and in fact conceded 53. So they should have conceded a few more. But then you've got to look at the combination of actually who did. You know, how many goals they have conceded as well. So Bournemouth, another 71 goals they conceded from an expected goals conceded of 64. Southampton, who were relegated along with Leeds, they were expected goals conceded 59, but they in fact conceded 73, but only 4 clean sheets. So this is what you're looking at. You want to sort by 4 to 6 game weeks, and you want to have a look at the latest form. And you want to see whether they're doing. You can switch it by home and away. They might be better at home, might be better away in terms of their defences. But you're looking at those clean sheets. You're looking for those goals conceded. And that's what you're after, really. You just want to pinpoint those awful, awful defences and they're the ones to go for. So, as I said, going back to those fixtures, on paper, Bournemouth, poor defence last season. They've got a new manager. They might be better this season. As far as I know, on paper, that's a great fixture to captain a player against, in this case, Mohamed Salah. That maybe brings me on to the next sort of stage in this. So this is looking at the teams. This is looking at the teams with the good fixtures. This is looking at the teams with the terrible defences involved in those fixtures. But in terms of, so you know the teams that are, you know, oh, Man City player will be good. Liverpool player would be good, a Newcastle player would be good even, a Brighton player and so on. But you want to get the player that's most likely to be involved. So they're most likely to be have goal involvement, assists and goals. So then I would look at this type of table and this type of measure, looking at goal involvement for the 22-23 season as a snapshot here. So you can see here why Haaland has been such a reliable captaincy pick. 36 goals across 33 starts. Goal involvement, 52%, over half of the goals. In terms of expected goal involvement over that time as well, it's expected to be involved in a goal a match. And as you can see here with 36 goals, that's exactly pretty much what he did there. From, well, in fact, he exceeded that with 33 starts. So a few sub appearances there, not many though. But yeah, 52%. That's great. So you immediately know, okay, I quite like De Bruyne, Foden, Grealish, whoever. But it's Haaland is the one you want to captain for that. So you look at Newcastle. They may have some great fixture. Perhaps they have a double game week. Now, remember when I was going on those fixtures and talking about Ali, who won FPL, one of his achievements was to captain Callum Wilson during a double game week. So say, for example, Newcastle have a double game week, Manchester City don't. So immediately you wouldn't think, oh, well, is it worth me captaining a Newcastle player? So you've had a look at worst defences. Perhaps they're playing one or two poor defences. You look at his goal involvement. Who should you captain? Isak, perhaps? Wilson, perhaps one of their midfielders? Perhaps Trippier in defence? Well, I personally, looking at this in hindsight, no, I did not at the time. I went for Isak. But I should have gone for Wilson because over the course of the season, 52% ownership. Even at that time, it would have been heading towards that. So I made a mistake then, which is why I didn't win FPL. One of the many reasons. So I'm looking at that and it's 52% goal involvement, 18 goals across 21 starts. That's a great return there. So clearly he was the guy there. Brentford, another one. So Brentford, double game week, Manchester City don't, Liverpool don't, Newcastle don't. Who would you go for? Well, then, not now, because he has a temporarily, as I'm recording, he's in the midst of a ban and won't be ready for till January. But last season, 22-23, 51% goal involvement. He's Mr. Brentford. So if you, it's no point looking elsewhere for a Brentford player to captain if Tony is available. So 20 goals across 33 starts. 51%. This is another snapshot. Now, Leeds were relegated this season. But it just shows you that you can go for these poor sides, but you can get, you know, quite a good player as a captain. 50% of Leeds. So if, say, Leeds have got an easy game, none were easy for them. But nevertheless, Rodrigo scored 13 goals across 23 starts if he had a double game week. With a 50% goal involvement, he's going to turn your head and he's going to think, well, that is a potential captain for me. I've highlighted Haaland.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Table. I've highlighted a couple of more names, and that one of those names is coming up now. So if you're listening on the podcast version, he's in blue on my table that I've got up on the screen. Haaland is in blue as someone who you would definitely potentially captain pretty much most weeks. Kane is another. Now, I got Kane in towards the end of the 22-23 season and didn't have Salah, and captained Kane for the final game. And considered him, and indeed captained him other times. Fantastic. 47% goal involvement. As I say, this is recorded ahead of the 23-24 season. Currently, we don't know whether Kane's going to stay with Spurs. There's talk of other teams like Bayern Munich in for him. So by the time you watch this, he may have gone. By the time you watch this, he may have secured his longer-term future with Spurs. Who knows? But all we know is that this is a reliable pick. So he's got the goal involvement, 47%. So getting on for nearly half of all their goals he's involved in. 30 goals across 38 starts. And we know he has assist potential as well, because he does drift into that sort of number 10 role and can drift even further back as well. Madison is next in this list, 46%. 10 goals, 46% goal involvement, 10 goals, 28 starts. That's with Leicester. Leicester were relegated as well. Madison is now at Spurs. And this could be quite interesting. So this is something to monitor if you were thinking of captaincy. And this sort of situation will happen, frequently. You know, teams will get another good player in. And so they might share. So Madison might share some of that. So you might, if Kane stays, you might see his goal involvement go down a bit. You might see his goal involvement go up. And Madison's assist potential go up as well, because he's got a better striker to aim for. But nevertheless, he's an example where last season, if Leicester had a good fixture, arguably they didn't, they got relegated. But whenever they did, Madison was a captaincy shout. And I did see teams with Madison captained there. And you know, he can get you returns, obviously. Rashford at Manchester United, captain. Ali, who won the game, captained him sometimes. I captained him. Lots of other people captained him. So you can definitely look away from the likes of Haaland and Salah and go for someone like Rashford, because you're assured of that goal involvement. His percentage there is 46%. He scored 17 goals across 32 starts. But of course, he's a midfielder, so you get more points there. And that is another bonus, particularly in double game weeks for a player like, say, Salah, for example. And so you've got Rashford at 46% goal involvement, 17 goals, 32 starts. Now, another thing you need to look at this reminds me, with Manchester United, their goal involved, their number of goals they scored, I think it was just over 50 goals they scored last season. So whilst Rashford's returns is a good percentage of those goals, you know, they weren't as free scoring as, say, Man City. So you also need to weigh that up. So, for example, will Man City score more goals? Who's going to be more involved? So once again, that points to Haaland over Rashford, because Manchester United last season, 22-23, didn't score as many goals. Another name, Ollie Watkins, on penalties. We think still on penalties at Aston Villa. Tielemans has joined, so that may change. Percentage goal involvement, 45%, so just under that 50% again. 15 goals. If Aston Villa have a double game week, for example, very favourable home fixture against some of those worst defences that were mentioned earlier. Once again, he's got to be in the conversation. He's got to be in the mix. If Haaland, for example, would be the most popular, has a poor game ahead of him, perhaps an away game against another Champions League side. Salah is highlighted in blue, along with Haaland, Kane and Salah. So these are the three I've highlighted, because these are the three over the last year, and in the case of Kane and Salah, over the last several years, have been very, very reliable captaincy picks. If you're not sure who to captain, pick one of these guys. Because Salah's goal involvement percentage, a little bit lower, but it's at 42%. He's had 19 goals across 37 starts. So there's some element of reliability there. I mean, I know I've captained him a number of times over the years. I can remember some very, very great good returns. I can remember some poor ones. I remember captaining him against Leicester when he got zero, I believe, when Liverpool hammered them. And I think it did the same with Bournemouth. And annoyingly, I captained him when he missed a penalty. I missed two penalties in a row. So you can get that. That's the risk you take. But even that out, over all of the seasons, I personally have captained Salah. And I would class him as very, very reliable. Sometimes you watch a match, a home game against the likes of Leeds, Southampton, and it's not a question of will he score, it's how many. And you start, and particularly if it goes into the second half, and they can be quite ruthless, teams like Liverpool and Man City. And that's what you want for a captain. And it's those returns you look at. I remember over the years, particularly in double game weeks, you would get, say, I remember captain Wayne Rooney, and he just scored many, many goals within this double game week, because he happened to play teams like, I think it was Hull was one of them at the time. And so it's exactly that motif there. And finally, I'm just going to give a tiny mention to Zaha. He probably might not be at Crystal Palace for this season, but he has been for a number of years. Another person, another footballer to be in the mix of the captaincy conversation. Not as reliable, just the 7 goals, cost his 27 starts last season. Last season wasn't a great season to captain him, but in previous season he has been on penalties. He's been heavily involved in goals. So when would Crystal Palace have, say, a favourable double game week, Zaha would be in the mix there. Just another name. So lots to think about there. You've got the defences to target. You've got the who is most involved. And of course, crucially, you've got the fixtures as well. And this goal involvement, you can look at in terms of the form as well. So you need to look at the form of the player, form of the team, form of the defence, and so on. So what does this lead me to? This would lead me to this table that I'm going to pull up now. And this is something we did another video. I do urge you to have a look at one of our many videos we've done over the summer on captaincy rotation, where I also flag up Ali's success by rotating the captaincy. And this is really looking at picking a captain in general, really. And this is what I would come up with for game weeks 1-6 in the 23-24 season, just as a real snapshot of what's going on. So I would look at Haaland against Burnley, but alternatives would be Saka at Forest and Rashford against Wolves. Game week 2, on paper, Salah. Now, Salah's not in my team, he's not in many teams, but on paper, you would think at home against Bournemouth, that's the best fixture, because Haaland has Newcastle at home, and that's a tougher fixture. Saka has Crystal Palace away. That he's got to be considered as an alternative. And Watkins against Everton. at home, I think is an alternative. I think he's a good alternative for the armband. And then you start getting to more Haalands. Game week three, Haaland is against a promoted side, Sheffield United. So on paper at the moment, I think Haaland is great, is the best shot. But Rashford at home to Nottingham Forest, I think is also good. Man City score more goals than Manchester United, so that has to be weighed up. Saka at home to Fulham, definitely in consideration. And a Chelsea asset, I don't know who that is at the moment, against Luton. And then you move to game week four, Haaland again at home to Fulham. You would think he'd be the best asset. He's got that combination of goal involvement, got that combination against, we think, you know, a poor defence. Once again, Chelsea at home to Nottingham Forest has to be considered as an alternative. Salah at home to Aston Villa could be an alternative as well. I have no doubt Aston Villa may indeed score in there, but I do think, you know, Salah at home for Liverpool would be a good captaincy shout. And then you start moving into would be a debate. For example, how do you pick a captain in game week five when you've got a player like Harry Kane, who we've seen is reliable? And he's against what we think is going to be one of these worst defences, Sheffield United at home. And Kane, I think, would be the best captain. However, Haaland is away to West Ham. So West Ham, you would assume, are better than Sheffield United, but might not be. And also, that's away. So that's what I would consider, home and away, and I want reliable. So I think Kane might have been, if I own Kane in game week five, I think he would be my captaincy. And I put Mitrovic against Luton. Not been reliable for penalties, but he's been reliable goal scorer in general. He's still with Fulham. He's playing Luton at home. And that is exactly how to pick a captain. And that is exactly the kind of captain that might do well that week. Might get a brace while Haaland and Kane blank. You never know. This is what you're sort of gambling on each week with the captaincy. And in game week six, this one is an open and shut captaincy pick case for me. Haaland at home to Nottingham Forest. 22-23 season, notoriously the worst defence on the road. Against Haaland, the best striker for the most attacking team. That's just all of the tables that I put up, all of those decision-making process all point to Haaland. There are others to consider. For example, Salah at home to West Ham is in the mix, not as good as Haaland. And Wilson away, Callum Wilson away at Sheffield United is in the conversation. But this is a good example where I don't think the alternatives quite stack up against Haaland against Nottingham Forest at home. Whereas in other weeks, for example, the first week, Haaland against Burnley, Saka at home to Nottingham Forest, Rashford at home to Wolves, arguably could be better. They could be the better captaincy picks there. So when you're picking a captain, you need to consider those issues. Another thing to take into account is effective ownership. And that's important because factors in captaincy into the ownership of a player. So, for example, if Haaland is 90% owned, every one of those owners captains him, his effective ownership is double that. So it's 180%. So you're looking at sort of two players. So if you don't own Haaland, that's bad. If you don't captain Haaland and Haaland does well, you're losing out 80-90% of those points there. So he gets 10 points, you're going to be down 8-9 points or so. So if you're in that minority and he scores a hat-trick and your captain blanks, you are looking at a point swing there, even bigger if you don't own. But you're looking at a point swing just on the captaincy alone. And it's not a point swing in a good direction. But if Haaland blanks that week and your captain scores a hat-trick, you get a major point swing in the other direction. And that is where the gains can be done. And that's what Ali did last season, 22-23. And if you look game week one, so this is quite timely for those that are watching this video ahead of the 23-24 season, and those watching afterwards will know exactly whether I'm right or wrong, or whether whether those that made particular captaincy decisions are right or wrong. But Haaland against Burnley is away against Burnley. I don't know how they're going to be. And perhaps it's possible that Haaland could blank that week. It could be that they win and it's Foden scores. And the alternative there is Saka at home to Nottingham Forest could be the better shout. So Saka could easily get a brace or a hat-trick then. So if you captain that player and Haaland doesn't do well and everyone else around you, then that's a massive gain. And that's where mini leagues are won or lost, audacious moves like that. Sometimes you get in some seasons, I think last season, 22-23, arguably a Haaland season. It was the Haaland captaincy season. Other seasons, it's a Salah captain season mainly. But you also, I think, had over recently Salah or Kane. So there's been a split there. That's how important it is. And I remember a particular season a long time ago. And this is where I think it was the season I did particularly well in, when I got my top 1,000 finish, was between Drogba and Van Persie. I think it was either Van Persie's last season at Arsenal or first season at Manchester United, against Drogba, who was obviously amazing at Chelsea. And I remember a particular the final game week, and I captained Drogba, who I believe scored a hat-trick that week. And I did, where a lot of other people captained Van Persie, who I think did score, but obviously nowhere near as much as Drogba. And that swing was huge. That got me much higher finish. And for other people, that might have won them the difference in winning a mini-league or not. Or, for some, it could mean the difference in winning the actual game. So that is something to keep into consideration. And that brings me on to what kind of manager you are when you're picking a captain. And all I've just described there's certain people who, when I've described, go against Haaland, captain Saka, you might do really well. Now, that is a sort of more of a maverick manager. They're prepared to take risks. It's your attitude to risk. Or if you're more of a dullard manager, which I traditionally am, you don't take those risks. You try and lower the odds for every decision that you make in the fantasy Premier League game. And that's what you're doing each time. You're trying to minimise risk. You're trying to increase your odds of success and getting points. And that's what's going to come down to it. So when you're watching this or listening to this, ask yourself, you know, those questions. You know, what is your attitude to risk? How happy will you be if it goes wrong? How happy will you be if it goes right? Can you handle that? Do you have fear of missing out? You're seeing everyone on Twitter, oh, I'm captaining Haaland this week. Do you have a fear of missing out and you genuinely want to captain Haaland, or are you doing that because you have a fear of missing out and you actually secretly want to, or perhaps overtly want to make that maverick move? And you can do that as well. So you've got to take that into account. Another little handy tip, I think quite a few people I've seen mentioned this, but they often captain a player when they're using Fantasy Football Scout. We have a captaincy poll every week. So that assesses people who comment and take part in the surveys on Fantasy Football Scout, engage managers. They're people who are usually taking up membership. They're reading the articles. They're engaged managers. They're spending time before they make their decision each week. So they're voting in that captaincy poll. And if someone's at the top of that, so say you get a week where Haaland is 60%, 70% of managers are going to captain them, and then there's a very small split amongst the other players. If you get that, but if you combine that with our Rate My Team tool, which uses the algorithm whereby it assesses things like expected minutes and betting odds and form and the fixture and all of those things, this is the sort of robot, the AI, who should you captain version of it. So if those two align, if you're picking the same captain as engaged managers, plus it is one that's strongly considered to have the potential to do well, then that's probably the best captain that week. And that's probably not the week to go different. Now, if you want to go different with the captaincy, a really good way is to not pick those weeks. So if you look at the captaincy poll there on Fantasy Football Scout, and you assess the sort of sentiment on social media and the forums, etc., And there's a real split there. People are unsure between Salah and Kane and Haaland, or, you know, maybe Wilson at Newcastle. They don't know which one. They're just a bit undecided. They've all got sort of good fixtures. They've all got poor fixtures. That is the week where you can use your knowledge, where you can look at things like goal involvement, and you can look at the worst defences in detail and look at those stats to try and gain that advantage. And your pick there might not do well, but it might do as well. And that is what it's all about with this game. It's knowing when you can take risks and knowing when you've got to play safe and sort of more sensible with that, really. So I hope this has been useful for you. I mean, I found it actually quite useful for myself to sort of get my thoughts in order, because of Haaland, we sort of haven't done our captaincy video every week. Because often it's just been obvious to Captain Haaland, so it'd be very short. But other times there is a bit more choice to be made. But all the time, I found it very useful to go through that process of looking at the fixture, looking at the opposition defence, the worst defences, and then keeping tabs on that goal involvement. Is Haaland still the best captain for Man City? We assume he will be. But if he's starting to drop down, maybe starting to share those goals a bit more, then perhaps another option will emerge at Man City. I mean, I use that. I think a lot of people watching this will go, are you sure, Joe? Are you really sure? Are you want to go against Haaland? But nevertheless, it just gives, you've got to have those options and you've got to consider all those things. So don't just sort of blanketly, I'm going to pick Haaland this week, every week. Think there are options. You've got to look at the fixtures and gains, real gains can be made. And as we said at the big start, the guy that won it last season did not captain Haaland for 19 of those 38 weeks. And so that was many game weeks where he was available, but he chose to go against it. And so I think that that shows if you want to win it, got to get your captaincy right. So I hope that's been of use. Final reminder, do subscribe to the channel if you're not already, so you can keep in touch with all our videos each week. And also do press that like button. That really helps us and lets us know a bit more about what you like with this content that we produce. Do keep tabs on all the Fantasy Football Scout articles as well. And I hope this has been a great interest to you as you try and pick your captain. I've certainly have found it as well. Thanks for your time. Take care. See you soon.